News. Welcome. Hello. Good to have you with us today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. The three of us have been partners in this program for over 10 years, and we are so glad you're with us today. I am Jerry Usher, coming to you from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts. Beautiful area here, part of Boston. And Debbie Georgiani is with me as well. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jerry. Yesterday was the feast of St. Padre Pio, so you know how that always makes me extremely happy. And so it was a great day. We had a wonderful show yesterday. And Michael McCall, our producer, did a great job. So did Matt. So did Pedro. And we have everyone on the show team today. So we're excited about this topic of the question we're going to ask our Take Two family to weigh in. And the Take Two family extends to you. If you're listening, you are part of the family. And Jerry and I expect you to call in because this is your show where we share our lived experiences. We learn and grow together. And we're a little bit changed. We're a little bit closer to God at the end of this hour.
The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. All right, we're going to get to the topic. I know you're asking for that right now. What we're going to discuss today is something I think we can all relate to, and that is, who's the most inspiring person you've ever met or known in your life, in your entire life? That could span decades. That could span maybe 10 or 20 years. We want to know from you, who's the most inspiring person you have ever met? And you can call in with that right now. Always the best time to call is at the start of the show at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And I brought the prayer book out, Jerry, so if our wonderful Take Two family feels comfortable, you can give us the first name of that person. We'll put them in the prayer book, and we will continue to ask for God's blessings and graces on that person, even if the person is deceased. Remember, because the Lord, our God, stands outside of time. So please call in and tell us who the most inspiring person you've ever met in your life or you've known in your life, and why. We want the why, the details. And Jerry and I have said this every single show. It's not because we're nosy. We want to, you know, get into your business. It's because the details matter. Your story matters. And it's really very important. So phone lines are just starting to light up. That's the way to do it at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before I forget, right after this show, I am starting as a co-host of Sacred Heart Radio in Seattle, Washington, their wonderful fall pledge drive. Mm-hmm. So I know that the fine folks of Seattle, because that's where you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, they're going to say hello. So you might as well say hello now, Jerry, so that I can say Jerry said hello to everybody at Sacred Heart Radio and the surrounding areas of the state of Washington.
Very good. Well, I wish them well, and listeners all across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, as you support EWTN and your local Catholic radio affiliate, you are doing a very good and godly and holy and important thing, so keep that in mind. And today you're doing a wonderful thing as well, because the lines actually just filled. one line is open right now. We're talking about the most inspiring person you have ever met. And of course, the only challenge you should face with today's topic is narrowing it down to one person, because we all know probably a lot of people who have inspired us in life. If you want to mention more than one, that's okay. Debbie said we want to know, you know, why. What was it about that person? What did they mean to you? What did they do for you in your life? How did they help you grow into the person you are today? All of these things are very going to be helpful to the other Take Two family members who are listening right now. So here again is that number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Why are we doing shows like this? Well, first, the reason why is because you suggest these topics, okay? And then we put topics on the show calendar as well. We think they're going to be interesting to you. You can relate to them. You can weigh in on them. Remember, it's Take Two, so we want your takes on things. So we want your understanding of things. And I really think that when you participate, we definitely learn and we are changed just a little bit. And that's a wonderful thing. doing. So we're going to ask you to stop what you're doing. Take about 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes of your precious time and make a difference in the world at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And the question is, who is the most inspiring person you've ever met? Okay, be thinking about that and then call
well,
in.
Well, I have someone I'd like to mention.
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to. Okay, Jerry.
Yes, Debbie.
Jerry, Jerry, can you answer the question? Who is the most inspiring person you've ever met?
Well, I'm going to sound like a broken record. I'm going to mention a couple, though, actually. My uncle, late uncle, Father Harold Thiel, a Redemptorist priest and missionary for 50 years in Thailand. He learned the languages of his refugees, and he ministered to them in the hill tribes out of a base in Chiang Mai. And I visited him one time in Thailand, and I believe he could be canonized. It'll probably never happen, but that's kind of the way things go. Sometimes there are hidden saints in the church. And also was another priest who actually, there's a grassroots effort for his cause to be initiated in Las Vegas, Father Francis White. He was a Viatorian priest. They're based in Arlington Heights, Illinois, near Chicago. So they both, I wouldn't be sitting here today doing anything close to what I'm doing without those two priests in my life. What about you, Deb?
So interesting, because I was going to mention my late uncle, Father Sylvester Lavolsi. I feel the same way. I believe he's a small s saint. I believe that a force to be reckoned with. Just incredible, influential person who just has left an impact with the amazing retreat center he built, totally dedicated to Our Lady and Saint Joseph in Branchville, New Jersey. And it's just incredible, Northern New Jersey. So yeah, I feel the same way. My uncle, my aunt, who's still living, and she's almost going to be 100 soon. And she's a Dominican sister, Carmel Lavolsi. And I just love her. She's the one, Father Robert McTague, who's been on the show a few times, Take Two. Father Robert McTague credits her for teaching him about angels.
Wow.
So I just love it. I have a great aunt and uncle in my family. And you
awesome.
And you as well, Jerry.
Amen. Amen. Well, obviously you, the Take Two family, have a lot to say because lines are full, but we have that back room waiting area in a queue there. So even if the lines are full right now, you can stand a good chance of getting on if you call 833-288-EWTN. Who is the most inspiring person you've ever known? 833-288-3986.
Today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, we're asking, who is the most inspiring person you've ever met? We want you to weigh in on this, and the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Teresa in Rockaway Park, New York. Teresa, hang on. I just want to share with everybody about Church Pop. Church Pop takes a fresh and fun look at the news shaping our world, featuring engaging, inspiring, and informative Catholic social media content. Find it on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com. And you can get Church Pop directly into your email inbox. I love that. I do every single day. Visit EWTN.com and click subscribe. One other thing before we get to Teresa, Jerry, mm-hmm. I just want to make sure our listeners know, because texting has become a really cool feature for our Take Two family, because they're on the run, they're on the go, they got a busy schedule. So if you'd like to just text us the person that is, you know, most inspiring in your life, please text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and the person that has impacted you in your life, your spiritual life. Just know that message and data rates may apply.
Okay. This is one of those shows where you get to tell the whole world about someone who's played an important part in your life. So who's the most inspiring person you've ever known? Teresa will start us off in Rockaway Park, New York, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Teresa.
Okay.
Thank you. So the person who influenced my life and changed it is Mother Angelica.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was in many years ago, I'm going to say many, I was in a really bad place spiritually, really almost to the point of hell, let's put it that way. Like, if I didn't change, that's my destination was there. I am a nurse, and I work the night shift, but when I do sleep by day, I always had the TV on, and I just happened to have EWTN on, and I just would hear it and go to sleep. But I was woken up by Mother Angelica, who spoke to me directly regarding my issue, as if she talked to me through the TV. Mm-hmm. And it changed my life profoundly. So yeah, it would be Mother Angelica.
Oh, well, Teresa, I'd love to say you're in a club by yourself, but that's a big club of people because, Mother Angelica, you know, really did touch a lot of lives. People, so many people have shared their stories about just clicking through the TV channels to see what's on in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, here's EWTN. And what I love about Debbie and Teresa, what EWTN has done is they've put a lot of her wisdom in a number of books, actually.
The classics, too.
Yeah, classics at EWTN, RC.com and Mother Angelica. Classics. You've got Praying with Mother Angelica. You've got A Holy Hour with Mother Angelica and so many others. I encourage people who may share Teresa's appreciation of Mother Angelica to check out the books about her, including her wisdom, at EWTNRC.com. But Debbie, go ahead.
Well, Teresa, I'm so glad that the good Lord used that broadcast that you heard Mother Angelica speak right to you. And I just believe that we've seen it. Jerry and I have seen it for many, many years, how the Lord is using technology to reach each and every one of us at an important time. And so that should make you feel so special that it was coming directly to you. It spoke to you. It helped to change you and get you out of that situation that you felt so down. And now you're back rolling again in life. I think it's wonderful. And I'm so grateful to God that Mother Angelica was the one, because you'll always remember that and feel close to her. But ultimately, it's the Lord. It's coming from the Lord right to you, because the Lord loves you so very much. So amen to all of it, Teresa. What do you say?
Thank you. I say thank you so much for that, and amen to that as well. And mm-hmm. can you put me in your prayer book, because I'm recovering from, I had cancer and I had to have mastectomies, both of them.
Oh, okay.
My sister and my daughter, all three of us had the same surgery because we have a gene that seems to perpetuate this type of cancer. So can you put Christine, Teresa, and Elizabeth in your book?
Christine, Teresa, and Alyssa, you said?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that. Elizabeth. Okay, so Christine, Teresa's you, and Elizabeth. Yep, you're in the book. Absolutely. And thank you for being a nurse, Teresa. It shows your heart and how much you care about others. So God bless you. Hopefully the recovery is going well and you guys are stronger than ever. You have each other, so you'll stick together. And with the Lord, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Teresa. That will free up a line here. Who's the most inspiring person you ever knew or met? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Pat is on the line next in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, listening on Alexa today. Hello, Pat.
Hi, my name is Patsy.
Oh, Patsy. Well, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi. My most, I forget, how would you call it, but... When I was really brokenhearted because of the verbal abuse at home, I went to the Catholic school. I chose to go to the Catholic school, and I was 11 years old, so I was in the fifth grade, and I was helping out the first grade teacher, who was Sister Marie Kearns. She never raised her voice to me. Everything she said, she smiled. She smiled at me. She asked me to come in early to put the lesson for the day on her chalkboard for her first graders. Mm-hmm. And she just made the whole difference in my life. It just healed my heart. And to this day, I know that when somebody is acting up or something, the answer is not to scream at them, but to lower my voice and to be as gentle as she was with me.
Oh, I love that. Sister Marie, we'll put her in the book. Patsy.
And the lady before me, I have already prayed for her knees and her sisters and cousins, whatever.
Thank you, Patsy.
Thank you.
I prayed for her knees,
thank
her
you.
Health.
Absolutely. Yeah, they went through surgeries, and that's tough, and with cancer, absolutely. But Patsy, I need to just say this to you. You talked about verbal abuse being as a child. My heart breaks that you had to go through that. But as you know, when we're faced with things like that as children, we can either do two things. We can either crumble with it, or we can grow stronger. And my prayers for you is that you have that confidence and strength to keep going, because you can hear it in your heart. You're so grateful to Sister Marie, and it just goes to show that you have that beautiful love. And so even though you've endured a lot, verbal abuse is very hard on young kids. I know that. And I will tell you, though, that with God's grace and blessings, there's always a beautiful, bright future ahead when we stay strong. So I want that for you, and I want abundant blessings for you, Patsy.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Patsy, I would just simply add, you can hear it in your voice. You know, you were so influenced by Sister Marie, and you mentioned how, you know, her influence came to bear on you in your life. We can hear it in your voice, too, how you sound like a very beautiful soul, one who would never, ever raise your voice to anyone. And Debbie and I are certain that you're giving back what Sister Marie gave to you in your life. And that's the whole idea of people inspiring us, encouraging us, motivating us, helping us, is to then turn around and give that back to the rest of the world through the people that you're dealing with. So, Patsy, beautiful phone call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Call us again, Patsy. We'd love to hear from you again. Okay, thank you. And thank you for praying for our previous caller, which was Teresa. And see, this is how the family stays together, the mystical body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Patsy. We do have an open phone line if you'd like to weigh in on this topic. The question is, who is the most inspiring person you've ever met? Think about it for a moment. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We do consider you part of the family if you're listening to us. We're a live call-in show where we come together as the faithful, and we share our lived experiences, our understanding, wisdom, and knowledge so that everybody can grow and learn together as the body of Christ. So if you have something to say, you feel that little nudge in your spirit, we believe it's the Holy Spirit. Lean into it. Say yes. Dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we have Teresa in California now, listening on Sirius XM 130. Teresa, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Teresa. Go right ahead.
I was just saying that when I thought of the most inspiring people in my life, it was hard. But definitely the most inspiring was my aunt, Maureen, and we called her Nina, because until I was an adult, I never realized what this human was capable of. So we came from a very large Hispanic family, and there was, I believe, 9 siblings, and she never married. She stayed and lived with my grandma till she passed, and my grandpa, and they ran a little store. And in my mind, the store was huge. I found out later when I was an adult, it was actually very tiny. And they had a little bit of property in the back. And we would get dropped off, no kidding, every summer. We would get there every weekend. We could not, that's all we wanted to do as kids was go play in the back. But this mm-hmm. lady was so giving. She taught me so much about work ethic. We would get up in the morning, we would make burritos because there was like a butcher shop plant that would come and eat breakfast. We'd make lunch, we'd make dinners, we worked, you know, but we didn't know we were working because she was so calm about everything. But they also were able to create tabs with her. Like if they didn't have the money, oh no, you just, you know, you pay whenever you can. And it was never like writing, like if we wrote something down, it was not about like when we're going to get the money. It was like, no, like we never even would think to get money for it. Like, and so her work ethic is just, but I don't know how she fed all of us. Literally, we never paid a dime when we were there. All of us. We would just go in and grab what we wanted off the shelves, soda, sandwiches, whatever. My parents never paid her. But she was so giving. I know God always, I always gave back to her. And then thinking about it, I'm a very passionate, I love the rosary, I love Mother Mary. And I remember now, even thinking about it, she's been gone for about 8 years now, thinking, wow, that's who I prayed. That's where I learned the love for the rosary. We would pray the rosary at night. But this lady taught me my work ethic. I hear as an adult a lot of people that had such tough, difficult upbringing. And I can tell you, I have I just had a great life. I'm tough because I played. We go out play football. There was no, you know, I don't know. It was just a beautiful, beautiful time to be with her. But she never, ever, ever asked people for anything back. She never asked for anyone to pay their bills. But somehow she always, always provided for, always had what she needed for anyone that needed. In fact, she even gave me my first $1,000 to put down on a down payment on my first vehicle, I remember now. Mm-hmm. But she's just someone beautiful that I just think God always gives when you're such a giver. Mm-hmm. He'll never let you fall. You know, and he taught us how to take care of our parents. She was there for my grandma. Like, my grandma died in 87, and she lived with her, and she loved her, and she never complained. I never heard my Nina complain. And it's funny, and I think about her now because I love thinking about her, because you forget sometimes how wonderful people are. But my aunt was always get it done. She didn't care about the details. So, like, if we painted, we painted. We didn't bother putting crap on the floor. She was not about the look. It was like, get it done. Whatever you do, get it done. And my sister was like my other aunt, and she was so meticulous. So that's what I do. I'm like, I don't care. Just get it done. I have so many traits from her. I just can't. I could tell you all kinds of stuff. But she was a beautiful human, and she taught me so much. And I'm so confident because of her. And I mean, I like to think I'm giving. I'm not as giving as she was, definitely. But she was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human to all of us, and there had to be 15 to 20 nieces and nephews.
Wow,
Teresa, you were describing a real hero, a real mm-hmm. saint, you know, a saint type of a person. And to use kind of a modern word, she had a lot of bandwidth. You know, she was able to really multitask, not just in the immediate moment, but just in her entire life. You know, it was kind of sounds like this one big multitasking blessing to so many other people. And she not only fed you all, you know, physically your bodies, but your soul spiritually as well. And just the example that she left you now and all of your, you know, cousins and everybody else influenced by her have been able to make the world a better place because of her. So, Debbie, it sounds like the type of person we all wish we could have known.
Absolutely. And I just love your excitement as you share about your family, Teresa. It's so awesome. You're so blessed. I mean, many families don't have that kind of the relationships that you have. And you really are extremely, again, blessed but graced in so many areas of that. And I just love the way you're talking about it. We can listen to it forever. So thank you, Teresa, for sharing it with the world today.
You're so welcome. And thank you for doing such inspiring, happy stuff in the morning.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try to make it, we cover some heavy topics, but we try to do it in a way that it lifts everybody up so we can deal with it, because life is hard enough, you know, so we're trying to make things, you know, just enjoyable so we can learn and grow together and just stay together as a community. And thanks for noticing that, Teresa.
Welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I think the thing is, you know, we try to be something that other shows are not, Debbie, you know, and that is the apologetics bases are covered, the coming home type of program bases are covered. You know, you got a lot of other great, beautiful shows on EWTN, and we just try to be one where it's a little bit different, kind of have developed our niche, and the Take Two family has just been fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The Take Two family, you guys are awesome. We're going to get to all the calls. We're going to hit the pause button in just a little bit. And when we come back, we're going to get to Kellen is up next. Kellen constantly is with us and journeying with us. We just love our very loyal listeners that are on YouTube and Facebook. And Jerry, please wave to everybody. It's so nice that everybody, the chats are going strong. And let's see, so many others like Frank and Carol and Trisha. Oh, we can't wait to get to all the Take Two family. When we come back, we're asking the question today, who is the most inspiring person you've ever met? Think about it for a moment and please call in. We'd like you to join the discussion, join the conversation when we come back.
We are just very happy that you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. This time every weekday, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and a replay of the show at midnight Eastern. So if you don't catch the show live, a lot of people, or if you can't be part of the lunch bunch, people are part of the, I guess, the night owl bunch is what we might want to call that one. But, you know, we're only here coming to you because of our affiliates, and two of them, I'm just going to, but I'm getting a little something in my throat here,
Debbie.
Oh, if
you, the frog?
Yeah.
He's got a frog in his throat.
I think I'm good now.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's one of those live radio moments there where my voice is a little bit hoarse for some reason.
It's okay.
Maybe it's the changing seasons here in New England.
It sounds Hollywoodish.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I won't be joining any choirs anytime soon. Great EWTN radio partners need to hear from you next week, okay? It's a pledge drive season. Holy Family Radio has four stations in Michigan kicking off their fall pledge drive on Monday, and so does the Station of the Cross, with 18 stations serving New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Please support your local Catholic radio station.
Very nice. Okay, Callan is up next in Baltimore, Maryland on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Callan. Take it away.
Hi. Blessings, everybody. I just wanted to talk about my parents again. I think I said this story before, but it's so beautiful. Like, I was born at 6 months, and my parents were college students. And I got blessed by the Monsignor in Villanova because my dad went to Villanova, and I lived. And, like, my dad worked hard and worked his way up, and my mom, like, stayed home and took care of me. And they both moved to Baltimore because they wanted me to go to Hopkins to get the best care. And I just, like, love them so much. And my mom was not even Catholic, and the Monsignor said to her, you know, are you going to bring your children up Catholic? And she said, yes. And she was the one that took me to church. And she said to me, I made a promise, and I'm still Catholic today.
Wow. Beautiful. The love you have for your parents, Kellen, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you have been through so much yourself, and you just have a beautiful, grateful, and generous heart. We just love you to pieces. And I just think it's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Yes, absolutely. Can you give us, again, for our new listeners, because we have new listeners each and every time we do the program, can you give us your parents' first name so I can put them in the book again?
Yes, Patricia and Jane.
Okay, beautiful.
And also, I like to wish my son is going to be 25 on Friday, Matthew.
Oh.
And then I have another son who's 20, Alan.
Beautiful. I put everybody in the book. Wow.
They're my special gifts, too.
Yeah, you got a lot of special gifts, but you are a special gift. Yes, you are a special gift. Always remember that. So it goes around, and it's a beautiful thing, and that's what the Lord wants. But your grateful heart is just shining, and it always has every time you weigh in on a topic. So thank you for just being the person that you are.
Thank you, and blessings to everybody.
Blessings to you, Kellen. Thank you.
That
line is going to be, thank you very much, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and our topic today is, who is the most inspiring person you met or knew or maybe wish you would have met, but someone who influenced your life in a very positive way, 833-288-3986. Carol, thanks for holding on in Virginia. You are up next listening on our app, the EWTN app. Welcome, Carol.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, anytime.
The person that influenced me the most is Mother Angelica.
Okay.
She really is a saint. I know she is. I was introduced to her, well, I was a Catholic all of my life, and then I broke with the church many years ago. But anyway, it was 2008. I was sitting with my granddaughter, who was 6 years old. We were going through the channels looking for the Disney Channel. Well, every channel we landed on, there's Mother Angelica. And I couldn't get off of Mother Angelica, so I told her, go into your room and turn your TV on, see what you get. And she went in and she says, nope, she has my TV too, so I think you need to listen to her, Grandma. She's talking to you.
I love it.
Oh, my. That is really funny.
Yeah.
I know. We
she
laughed.
She was stuck on the channels.
Yeah, it was such a blessing. So my granddaughter went with me to church, and I went to confession, and she was learning all about confession and all the other things about the church at that time because of Mother Angelica. And not only that, but every morning at 2 in the morning till to this day, I wake up and turn on EWTN radio and listen to Mother Angelica.
Nice.
Yeah.
I listen to that hour, and then I always watch the Chaplet of St. Michael that comes right on a little later, and right after that comes Father Mitch's Holy Land Rosary, so we do that. And then later in the day, Mother Angelica's Rosary, we do that too. So this is a daily thing for us since 2008. Can you believe that?
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow, unbelievable. That is amazing, Carol. And, you know, you're speaking on behalf of a lot of people right now. You actually, you know the EWTN programming lineup as good as any of us do, mm-hmm. which is the way you rattle those off. But, you know, I just think it's so beautiful, you know, not just the listeners, though, Carol. I want you to know, Debbie, you appreciate what I'm about to say. You know, many of us, you know, owe kind of our vocations, if you will, to Mother starting the network and the network, the people supporting it, and then we are blessed to be able to be a part of the network. So, you know, even not only just the listeners out on the, you know, listening to the speakers of their radio, but those of us behind the microphones as well are very indebted to Mother Angelica.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Carol, you are precious. We just love you so very much. Thank you for weighing in on this, and thank you for adding to the love to Mother Angelica and her, and the legacy of EWTN. We are so grateful to everything that EWTN is doing. So, Carol, you're awesome. Thank you. Okay, we're going to leave it there with Carol and move to Ohio, where Frank is waiting in Canton, Ohio, on Sirius XM 130. Jerry, hi, Frank. Your inspiration, please.
Hi. Hi. First off, it's raining in my car, so it might be a little bit loud.
Okay.
It's raining on my car.
Yeah, I thought you said in, but I'm glad you corrected that, Frank.
We're like, do you have your roof up, Frank? Yeah.
No, thankfully, no. So several years ago, I'm at work. I just stay late to do something. I don't even remember what it was. But a young man came in the office. I worked at a university here in Ohio, Catholic University, and he was looking for the payroll person. She wasn't there. I was there as the HR director, and I said, can I help you? And he was looking for a paycheck. And so I found his check, and we got to talking, and he's a young man, college student, age student, black man from Rwanda. A Rwandan genocide survivor.
Mm.
And he shared with me about how he came to the United States. He was adopted by a family north of the university. And we stayed in touch for all throughout his college career and beyond. And he inspired me so much just by the fact that he was a grateful person, despite the fact that he had lost all of his family, maybe except for maybe a sister, and that he was now able to attain a college degree. And he went on to later to get a master's degree. And I would like to tell you his name because it meant so much to me, his first name, mm-hmm. Pacifique.
Mm-hmm.
Which means peace, pacify.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Wow.
And he was a Rwandan genocide survivor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. You know what? That is just, God bless you. I'm so glad you had that connection, Frank, in your life. People go through things that we will never even imagine, let alone having to go through, hopefully, God willing, in our lives, do tend to be very beautiful souls. thankful souls, humble souls, grateful. And I can easily see how he was, an inspiration to you. I'm thinking of Immaculee Ilibagiza, who was the speaker. You know, she survived that as well.
That's right.
You know, over 800,000 people died in the Rwandan genocide. So sounds like this man of peace, Debbie, was quite an influence on Frank.
Yes, absolutely. And I put him in the prayer book, Frank. And yes, we can hear the rain on the rooftop of your car. So we're going to ask that your angels are beside you and helping you drive through this rainstorm, Frank. Thank you for weighing in on this topic. We appreciate it. Safe driving, and call us again, Frank. Don't forget. Okay, Jerry, we're going to move to Georgia now from Ohio. Martinez, Georgia is where Tricia is listening on St. Paul Radio. Tricia, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. It's afternoon here. Anyway, it's so good to hear, Jerry. I know I'm not going to surprise you with what I say. You and Jerry, and of course Mother Angelica, have been most inspiring to me. I was just could not get any other radio station except for EWTN. I had no idea what it was, but I heard it was Jerry and Debbie's voice, and they were having call-in show, and I just started listening because it was so I just was really attracted to it, and I didn't listen very much long before, maybe 2 minutes. Before I heard, this is the truth, Mary is your mother, and remember the life verse that you took 7 years ago. Do whatever he tells you. This is what I'm telling you. So I knew right away it was the Catholic Church. I'd been a very good Protestant for years. I told my husband, and he told me he would divorce me, which he did. And, the story just goes on. I was doing my Bible study this week, and I didn't realize when I first got, was divorced, I thought, I loved marriage so much. I love the Catholic's intention that you get each other into heaven. I mean, that is so beautiful. So I really wanted to be married again. And anyway, so I'm doing this Bible study, and here's a lesson of Cana again, which I know this very well, but I will go through and answer the questions. And just, it came like, just came over me that, I heard Jesus say, you gave up a husband, but you've really gained me in a very deep way. And I cannot tell you. I'm like, I thought, but I couldn't be surprised by God anymore. I don't know why. But, you just go when things happen to you like this. Why me? And we're so blessed. And I think it's anybody who, just has a little opening, God will get in there. And I know it's pledge time. And anybody who could hear this on the St. Paul Radio, we really do need money. I think all the stations do, but most of all, my thank goes to God and then to you and Jerry. Thank you so much.
Oh, Tricia.
Well, Tricia, we're very humbled by that, and you've shared those sentiments with us before, and we just, I just really want to say, you were, obviously one of the first early listeners of the program, and you got it, you got it right away, and you were on with us on one of our retreats, I believe, or a pilgrimage, and hopefully one day we might be able to do some more of those things with the Take Two family, but it has just been a blessing, to have you journey with us, and to journey with you in what the Lord has done for you and bringing you home to your Catholic faith, and you're always in our prayers, and we appreciate, I know Debbie, Tricia, and all of the Take Two family pray for us regularly as well.
Absolutely. You're a prayer warrior, Tricia, and I agree with every single thing that Jerry just shared with you, but I also want to say you're one of the strongest women I've ever met. I love how you are, your unwavering faith, how much you love the Lord, how you know and you felt that you were being called into the Catholic Church, and you did it, and the Lord has carried you. I've seen that. We've spoken many, many times, and I feel like you're my sister. Literally feel like you're my sister. You're just such an incredible woman, accomplished woman, and I just want to say that you have a big family here that's supporting you in your journey as you continue your love of Christ, your relationship, and so always know that you always have us that you can lean on, Tricia.
I do know that, and thank you so much for your sweet, sweet words.
I mean every word, Tricia.
Yeah,
you're one of our heroes. So amazing.
God bless.
We need to get to Georgia.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I, I get through Georgia a couple times a year on my way to the seminary and back from Florida, but we'll have to do something, hopefully a lot of some things around the country, Debbie, maybe one day, good Lord willing. Tricia, thank you. God bless you. We love you and appreciate the call so much. Glenda in Texas, Jason in Grove City, Ohio. Hang on. Just want to mention something real quickly here before we get back to your calls, and that is that this week Michael O'Neill interviews Mary O'Regan about her book Padre Pio and You, and Charlie McKinney on the new Catholic app. It's called Saintify, and you can hear the Miracle Hunter Saturdays at 1 and 7 p.m. here on EW, that's Eastern Time, on the Catholic app Saintify.
Okay. Yes, I love it. Glenda, Texas, Armor of God Radio, you're up next. Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say something about my friend. She was like a godmother to me. She's with the Lord now and has been for a while. But years ago, I had gotten into New Age and looking for Jesus and every book I could get on Jesus and really wasn't paying attention to where it was leading me. And she just came into my life at a time that, and she was about the Lord and she taught me a lot. We burnt all my books and stuff. And I ended up going to church with her and getting baptized. And she just made a big impact on my life. And Barbara Straley from Adamsville, Texas.
And nice.
I sure miss her a lot.
I put her in the book. Glenda, I put her in the book.
Okay. And Tommy Clark, mm-hmm. Minister Tommy, he's an awesome person at this point in my life. I've had some hard times, and I know a lot of people have right now, and I ended up losing my home and happened to rent a room from someone. So I rented a room from him, and he's been through ups and downs with me, and he's never lost his patience or anything, and he's just a godly man, and I've never known such a godly man as Tommy Clark, and I just wanted to build him up, too, because he's made an impact in my life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
two people, yeah. And going back to Barbara, wow, it's just really profound, the influence that she had on you, Glenda. Just think of the impact now, you know, bringing you from where you were into Christianity and, loving the Lord, letting the Lord be the king and ruler of your life, which is what we all need to do. We need to strive to do that a little bit more every day, little by little. If we do that, we grow closer to the Lord and closer to our eternal destiny in heaven, good Lord willing.
Mm-hmm. Love it, Glenda. You can hear the gratitude in your heart, Glenda. It's so beautiful. I put you in the book too, Glenda. So everybody,
thank you.
Yeah, everybody gets the prayers. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you
for calling in, and we appreciate it. There's still a chance for someone. If you go fast, you have to grab your cell phone quickly. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, and tell us who is the most inspiring person you've ever met. We're going to get to Jason in the meantime in Grove City, Ohio, on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. This is Jason. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking my call today.
Definitely.
So you're talking about inspirational people and who's most influential or inspirational in my life. And I'd like to just give a shout out to my dad. In a time in our country, in our world, where dads are just super critical. Mine has been amazing, even though today, due to family circumstances, I'm not able to talk to him. But I just want him to know that I love him and that his example with 8 kids, you know, married to one wife, being there for all of us was amazing. And as a medical care provider, too, you know, I watched him come home from the hospital working critical care at the Children's Hospital in Columbus. You know, just wearing his heart on his sleeve, crying for the babies that, you know, kids have been abused. I just want him to know how much he means to me. So,
Did you feel comfortable giving us his first name, Jason?
Yeah, it's Michael.
Michael. And is he still with us?
He is.
Okay.
I just haven't been able to talk to him just because of unfortunate family circumstances that you generally see in movies, but you never think will happen to your family. But
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Michael, go. You're Catholic. Are you Catholic?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I just called him Michael. I mean, I put Michael in the book. Sorry about
it's
that,
okay.
Jason.
It's okay. I won't make us an insult at all.
Yeah. So I put your dad, Michael, in the book. But Jason, we just got done with the feast day of Padre Pio. Go to Padre Pio. Ask Padre Pio to intercede to bring these circumstances, you know, to reconciliation and so that you can be reunited. Ask Padre Pio to step in. Okay.
Yeah, and just for your mind of. Just a shout out to every dad out there. You know, your job is the most important thing to bring our world back around to where it needs to be and embrace
Amen.
It.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. No arguments from anyone here on that, Jason. So thank you very much. Your dad, Michael, and you were in the prayer book and your entire family, as Debbie said a moment ago. So thank you, Jason. Appreciate you being part of the broadcast today. Our good friend Timoteo emailed. You can always email take2@ewtn.com. He says, good afternoon and God bless all. I have one individual who inspired me and where I inspired someone else. My maternal grandfather, Augustine Saldana, even though he passed away before I was born, and I inspired a friend by her mentoring me as being a burning ember that sparked them. So beautiful. Timoteo's got someone who inspired him, and he was able to return that favor. He says, thank you for allowing me to share. Sincerely in Christ Jesus, Timoteo.
Beautiful. Thank you, Timoteo. Raquel is up next in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Raquel. Yes, Raquel, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that my godmother, her name was Refugio. She would take me to Mass when I was a little girl every Sunday, and she was a great inspiration, and may she rest in peace. She's with God now, but I hold her close to my heart, as well as my parents. My father's in his 90s, and my mom is in her 80s, and my dad is, my mom was on her walker, and she would get up and take care of her husband and making meals and all of that. And now she can't, and my dad's doing that. And so they're just great inspiration, because their greatest inheritance is letting us know that this is not our home, and we're on a journey. And God is ultimately in control, and everything is from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Raquel, I know Debbie's added a lot of people you just mentioned in the prayer book. We did not get quite clearly the name of your godmother. If you can maybe repeat that so we can have it by first name in the prayer book, we'd love to pray for her specifically along with all of your other family that you mentioned.
Yes, her name is Refugio. It's okay. R-E-F-U. G-I-O.
Ah.
G-I-O.
Refugio.
And
yes.
my mom's name is Irene.
Irene.
And my dad's name is Abraham.
Abraham. Got it. Beautiful. Yes. And I put you in the book too, Raquel, because you just have a beautiful heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Raquel. Pat in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, going to join us. Our last call of the day. We've got literally about 90 seconds, Pat, but we wanted to get you on listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling in to honor my father who's passed away, but we went through some rough times. My mom became a little mentally ill late in life, and she committed suicide. And my dad, the fumes took over, and he had to go to the hospital, and I followed to the hospital. And while we were there, just shortly after, in his room, he said, "Now, Pat, we're not going to try and figure this out. We're just going to have to trust in God." And he absolutely meant it, and he remained so faithful. And I know that he hurt, but he was so strong and so powerfully wonderful for the rest of us eight kids and family.
Wow.
So I wanted to say that.
What an amazing man.
Yeah. If you feel comfortable, do you want to give us your parents' first name, or God knows who your parents are? Whatever
you
want, Pat.
I'll give you both Raymond and Gladys.
Raymond.
Gladys needs prayers, and Raymond, my dad, I suppose.
You got it.
And the next special person in my life is my husband, David. He's just been so encouraging. He joined the Catholic Church without any doubts, and the priest asked him to become a priest instead of getting married. But he married me, and we have 26 grandkids now.
Oh, my goodness.
Three great-grandchildren. So, yeah.
Wow.
So we're trying our best. Yeah.
Yeah, you are blessed. You are blessed, Pat. Thank you so much for finishing this beautiful episode today on Take Two. Jerry?
What a prolific family. Thank you, Pat. Mm-hmm. You hear the music there, Take Two family. We've come up against the end of another broadcast. But never fear, in roughly 23 hours, we'll be back with you, both Debbie and myself. I'll be on tomorrow again. We're going to talk about, get ready for this. This is something we want to hear from you about tomorrow. A Catholic practice, a prayer, a devotion that you wish more people knew about. Mm-hmm. Some way that you pray and practice your spirituality that you wish was more popular. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on the broadcast. In the meantime, Debbie, I want to give our thanks. Shout out to the show team. Call screener Matt, our producer Michael. Social media today was Pedro. Want to just wish you all an amazingly blessed day. We look forward to talking with you again tomorrow here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Until then, God bless.